This is Dakota Datebook for April 7th. Kate Richards O'Hare was an American activist and longtime member of the Socialist Party of America. She championed reforms in favor of the working class and gave speeches across the country. Her speaking schedule became more intense when the United States entered World War I. She was staunchly against the war and insisted it only benefited wealthy businessmen. She continued to promote reforms to lift up the working class. But it was a speech she gave in Bowman, North Dakota, on July 17, 1917, that got her into trouble. Kate was confident she would be well received, as most North Dakotans opposed the war, and she was popular among farmers who felt she understood their problems. She was greeted by a standing room only crowd. She had given the same speech 75 times before. The 76th time was different, when Kate inadvertently became embroiled in local politics. Local businessman James Phelan was a political powerhouse, but he felt Republican influence slipping as North Dakotans became more attracted to progressive policies. He saw an opportunity to attack his political enemies by pointing out that the Democratic postmistress attended the speech and applauded Kate's remarks. He claimed Kate called American mothers brood sows and their sons fertilizer. She was tried on charges of violating the Espionage Act of 1917, found guilty, and sentenced to prison. President Wilson pardoned Kate in 1920, but hard feelings toward her were slow to fade. Her reputation was in tatters. She was kidnapped in Idaho and deported to Nevada. She was not allowed to speak in South Dakota and Kansas. Federal agents followed her wherever she went. On this date in 1922, Kate O'Hare was back in North Dakota newspapers. The Pembina Pioneer reported that she was allowed to give a speech at the Wisconsin Capitol, in spite of the protests of their American Legion boys. The newspaper accused her of spreading the contemptible seeds of disloyalty over the country. Kate continued to be politically active and advocated for prison reform. She gradually faded from the front pages. She passed away in 1948. And she remains best known for a speech she gave to an audience of 150 people in a small theater in Bowman, North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.